scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, but they're both assholes. One's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, but they're both assholes. Asher Brothers Podcast coming every week. Sit down, kick back, and take a little peek into their lives, the shitty little lies. Wait, I'm sorry, that was supposed to get you hyped. One's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, but they're both assholes. One's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, but they're both assholes. Cooking Kyle Asher, sitting around Gavin, talking about nothing and what's going on in their lies, their shitty little lies. Wait, I'm sorry, that was supposed to get you hyped.
Hello and welcome to the Asher Brothers Podcast, or as it should be titled, Stuff Cut Out of NYPD Blue Balls. If you don't know, NYPD Blue Balls is a show I do with my brother about NYPD Blue, the best show ever, and this episode is full of stuff that was cut out of those episodes because they were not NYPD Blue related. However, they are still interesting and still funny, so I wanted to include them in a Asher Brothers Podcast, so here they are. Also, this is a makeup for the fact that there is no new NYPD Blue Balls today. There should have been. I'm hoping to have it out next Tuesday. I don't know. Hopefully, life won't find a way again. But anyway, here is some stuff cut out of Season 5, Episode 1 and Episode 2 of NYPD Blue Balls.
He's high on that Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He just saw Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle. Or no, what's the new one? The Next Level.
Jumanji The Next Level. Excuse me.
He caught the trailer for the Jungle Cruise, and he was like, I gotta shoot this motherfucking trash can.
See, that's what I need to just do. Like, I haven't seen the trailer for the Jungle Cruise, right? Because mm-hmm. I bet you if I did, I wouldn't go see it.
Yeah, you would. I'm not.
But I'm gonna stay away from it and probably go see it.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, dude, I trust The Rock. Like, The Rock is a coin flip, right? On whether or not it's gonna be a good movie. It's a coin flip. It's either gonna be the Skyscraper Rampage movie, or you're gonna get like a Jumanji or
Hobbs
like
and Shaw.
A fucking Gridiron Gang or the Rundown
or Hobbs and Shaw
out of it. Or Hobbs and Hobbs and Shaw is like that borders on like
I don't know genocide schmenocide, yeah. Kyle, genocide schmenocide,
genocide schmenocide, baby. But then, so it's always a coin flip, but you're always guaranteed to have a good time.
I don't know. I will say this.
Like Baywatch. Baywatch is trash. Baywatch is trash. But like, high as fuck watching it was amazing, and it was funny as shit. Baywatch is trash. Like, the worst... Like, that movie... Like... That movie was ridiculous.
First time I saw her...
Moana!
Hold on.
Sorry.
What? Did you just shout Moana?
Yeah, because I said, you're welcome. And it's a thing... It's a thing me and Maria do. Anytime we say, you're welcome, we just yell Moana or sing the song to each other awkwardly.
Oh my god.
You've never seen Moana, so you don't get it.
I have seen Moana. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Moana's a great fucking film, dude.
I mean, I disagree, but we could talk about that later.
Whoa, we'll talk about it now, because this episode's getting a little long in the tooth.
It is. It's getting
and
long.
Moana is the shit, and you need to redact that statement.
Moana is okay. Didn't like it. Didn't like the villain.
God.
Didn't like it.
Toy Story 3, though, was so good.
Toy Story 3 is amazing. It's an amazing work of film. Moana is garbage. Oh, we got the guy who did Hamilton, therefore it's good. No, it isn't. It needs a story.
Yeah,
it needs a story that makes sense.
No, it did have a story.
And the story at the end was, oh, the Earth is mad at us because we treat it poorly. Okay, cool. Who's the villain? No one then.
Oh, I'm sorry you missed it because you're a man and you couldn't see it.
Okay, I couldn't see it.
I apologize.
That's right.
Moving on, though.
I couldn't see it past my penis. That was the problem. That's my problem with Moana.
100%, because you totally missed the point where this girl becomes a woman and does things on her own. Yeah, but you couldn't see that because you couldn't get into the mind of Moana because you're short-sighted and your toxic masculinity got in the way.
I don't know why you're yelling at me. I just didn't like the movie, okay? It's fine.
That's fine. That's fair enough.
Jermaine Clement's song was rad.
I think it's fucking rad, dude. Moana and Coco, man.
I haven't seen Coco yet. I got that on the list. I'm trying to watch that as soon as possible.
Coco's rad. The music's pretty rad. It's great.
Anyway, how did we get down this Disney hole? Oh, yeah. Where is Gina's scar? Good to know.
You're welcome.
Moana?
Moana.
Damn. All right, you ready to go?
You can't say it.
I can't say it? I'm not allowed?
You're a Maui denier. You're not allowed.
I'm not a Maui denier. I don't deny that The Rock played Maui in Moana. And played and made a song called You're Welcome. Alright. Are you eating?
I'm chewing ice until you say let's go, and then I'm gonna stop.
Alright, I was about to go right now, and then I heard the chewing of ice. All right.
Did you have a meltdown?
No, Jesus. You mean Scorcher 4? Global meltdown?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Good word.
Moana. With
fucking
her
Rhode Island.
Neither a road nor an island discuss. And that's the end of that conversation. It's just recounting the rape, and then it's sad, and there's tears.
So if SNL is going to do this thing where instead of, like, using the cast members that it has, it needs to start bringing back people like Adam Sandler and Mike Myers and just have them do, like, their old bits, kind of like what Eddie Murphy did. Because, like, they don't even, like, use their cast members anymore. Sorry, side rant.
Like, I did not know this was happening, because I haven't watched Saturday Night Live in quite a while.
It's all, like, the political shit, and they use, like, famous actors.
Yeah,
It's, like, it just sucks. It's not that cool anymore.
It's not.
Moving on.
Not that cool anymore. That's Kyle's, that's the review from Kyle of SNL.
Hot takes.
So, a guy comes in with a sweet...
What'd you say?
I said hot cakes and hot takes.
Oh my god, I was just gonna say that.
What?
I really was. I was gonna say that. I thought you said something else, and I was gonna be like, no, Kirk, I would be hot cakes and hot takes, because I'm a fatty.
That was not even why I said that, but okay.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for reminding me about my weight. Appreciate it.
I'm not fat shaming you, Kyle, no matter what you say.
I couldn't think of, like, a fat character's name.
Kyle, no matter what you weigh, that's not what I say. So a guy named Will Bartlett comes in to the...
No matter how disgusting you get.
There's a guy who comes back into the house.
Like, they act like two frat bros who just won, like, a beer pong game.
Thumbs up, man. We're going to Nationals over at Kappa Kappa Doo. I don't know the
Kappa
fucking...
Kappa Kappa Douchefuck. PC over at the PC. Kappa Kappa PC.
PC. Oh, my gosh. I rewatched those episodes. PC Principal is the fucking greatest. I love PC Principal so much. Oh, man.
I showed Maria, I don't know if I told you, I showed Maria the episode where Vice Principal Woman or whatever.
Oh, Strong Woman?
So, yeah, Vice Principal Strong Woman goes to the Strong Woman competition. Randy Savage and shit, it's amazing. And then, like, the whole time these two, like, super left-wing people are like, oh, this is kind of fucked up, but, like, we don't want to upset the PC babies. She was dying. The China episode, amazing. Hands down, amazing.
Oh, my gosh. When he kills Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my... It's great. South Park, do I own them? Not yet, sir. Oh, that was amazing. Anyway... Thank you once again for listening to this episode of Asher Brothers Podcast, which is mostly stuff cut out of NYPD Blue Balls. Both of these things are available on
Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify for you to listen to. And you could find us on Instagram at Asher Brothers Podcast, on Twitter at Asher Bros Pod. We'll talk about NYPD Blue with you there. We'll talk about anything that you want to talk about there. Me specifically, I am at Kirk Has Glasses on all the social media services. That would be the name that I am under. I am hoping, with fingers crossed, I can get out Season 5, Episode 3 next week, Tuesday, so that you can listen to that. Other than that, have a good one. Be good to yourself. Be good to each other. Peace.